And the next coach in the teleconference is Maryland's Brenda Freese. The Big Ten co-champion Terrapins entered the conference tournament as the number one seed, and after a double bye, they'll play either number 8 seed Michigan State or 9th seeded Purdue in Friday's first quarterfinal at noon Eastern time on BTN. Coach, thanks for joining us today. Would you mind starting us off with some opening remarks, and then we'll take questions?
Yeah, thanks for having me. Obviously love where our team is playing right now. Feel like we're playing some of our best basketball. I thought our team has shown a lot of grit and resiliency ever since that loss to Iowa on January 9th with 14 straight wins. So, you know, we're now excited about this new season going into the Big Ten tournament and all the competition that we're going to face. I mean, so many competitive teams in our conference, but we're looking forward to getting to Indy.
Thanks, Coach. Let's turn the floor over to the media for questions.
At this time, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from Vera Jones of the Big Ten Network.
Uh-oh, I think I was muted. Coach, can you hear me?
I can hear you now, Vera.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You mentioned since January 9th that you've started to see the Maryland that you were expected to see. What has been the biggest, if you could pinpoint a couple of things, two or three things that you would say have been the biggest turnaround for you to get to your success?
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously it first starts with your seniors. You know, they've taken accountability for the team and for their season. And you know, I've said before, I mean, it's become a player-led team. I think when you lose the coach-led team and all of a sudden your players are the ones that are enforcing your standard and your level of excellence, great things are in store. And this team has really bought in ever since that Iowa loss to the standard that they wanted to set.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Lachina Robinson of ESPN.
Hey, Brenda, how are you?
Good. Hi, Lachina. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Just wanted to dig a little bit into your team's defense and just your investment on that end of the floor. If there are a few keys that you would say have gone into your defensive chemistry kind of in this 14-game stretch.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, we spent the off season really studying the Texas Tech defense. You know, I was able to spend some time with Chris Beard when I was out at the Under Armour event that we had in Puerto Rico. And, you know, we loved the intensity and the energy that they played with. So it was something that we brought in this season. You know, I always felt like our offense was really good, that our defense, you know, at times lagged behind. So just searching to be a better coach and figure out, you know, different ways. And so for us, you know, our kids love playing it. The ball pressure, the intensity, obviously, the steal to score mentality really fits with the profile and the personality of our team.
Your next question comes from the line of Howard Megdahl of High Post Hoops.
Hi, Brenda. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
I wanted to ask you specifically about Diamond Miller. When we spoke about her back in January, you yet know how good she can be. She's put up 7 double-digit games for you since then and is really filling up the box score. And I'm wondering how much closer you think she is to knowing that at this point heading into March.
Yeah, I mean, Diamond is peaking at the right time. And, you know, for freshmen, you know, and for Diamond's case, it really was that she had to get comfortable and let the game slow down for her. You know, she's obviously a high motor, high energy type of kid. Her ceiling is just unreal of what it's going to look like for her in the next 3 years. But it's really all coming together at the right time for her, for us. She's dynamic and scored all three levels, her length, her intensity defensively. So a big piece to who we are when you talk about this final push is just the depth that we have on this team.
And if I could ask you a follow-up question about sort of where this team is now compared to where you were when you played South Carolina earlier this year.
Go ahead.
There's so many changes. No, but so many changes, but I'm wondering whether there's any part of you guys that is eager for a rematch, given how much you guys have grown.
As a competitor, of course, you would love a rematch. And, you know, for us, I mean, we knew it was going to take time with our defense, which was going to take the longest. But, you know, that kind of started rounding into play in conference. And, you know, and then the weapons and threats we had, you know, was kind of just getting that chemistry together. I mean, we still have, you know, when you talk about, you know, three freshmen and two sophomores, you know, very young talent pool when you're blending that with your vets. So took a little longer than we anticipated, but I'm just excited for us to be peaking at the right time.
Thanks, Brenda. Good luck this week.
Thank you.
Your next question comes to the line of Wesley Brown of Testudo Times.
Good morning, Coach.
Hi, Wesley.
So one quick question I had. You guys sort of went you put Ashley on the bench in January, and you went to that lineup that started Stephanie and Shakira. You sort of went back and put Ashley in the starting lineup for the final game against Minnesota. Do you feel like there's confidence that you can play both your big and your small lineups now against pretty much anyone when you need it?
Yeah, no question. I mean, you know, and I think for our team, they don't even flinch when, you know, starting, not starting. I mean, that isn't what they're after. You know, there's a much better, bigger picture mentality. And really, I've said that all year, we have so many starters on this team. So it's really playing the role what we need given that game and you know, what it looks like for, you know, the betterment of the team to be successful.
Your next question comes to the line of Ralph Bednarczyk of Rutgers Radio Network.
Good morning, Coach Freeze. Kyla Charles has still had essentially a Big Ten Player of the Year kind of year, but as you change your defense, you know, I'm sure she was at the forefront of allowing you to do what you do so well defensively. What did you task Kyla for this year, you know, to put together her best year kind of within the defensive scheme, and how has she made your defense so good?
Yeah, I can't say enough about Kyla. I mean, she has sacrificed so much for this team. I mean, you know, she could be on another team scoring 25 points a game, but truly understands for us to be successful. Her minutes or scoring, you know, all of that was going to have to go down, you know, in order for us to be really successful. And it just continues to show what a winner she is. I mean, she takes on the biggest assignments defensively. She wants the responsibility offensively, wants to shoulder any load she can for us. But just most proud of just her leadership and how she's grown. And I would agree. I think this has been by far her most successful season and why we're having so much success.
Coach, we appreciate your time today. We'll look forward to seeing you later this week in Indianapolis.
All right. Thanks so much.